And we will open up for the main entrance configuration. So,
would you like to go over first?
All right. Oh, before we go into that, there was one comment that I do need to make. There was a statement that has recently gone out that we had fired our traffic guards, and I want to publicly make that known that they were not fired. When you say you have fired someone, that has very strong ramifications. The position was abolished, therefore they were, you know, let go. Because of the position being abolished and being taken over by the police for safety and for other, you know, for those reasons. So I just want to make sure that the community is clear that no one was fired. Firing means all sorts of things. It's not an abolishment, all right? So just to be clear on that. So I apologize for forgetting about that. John, where would you like to start? Do you want us to go over the results first, and then we just kind of go from there?
It's up to you. You have the results.
I
saw them briefly the other day, but it's really
We'll do that. Way. So I will turn this over for a moment to Deputy Mayor Guazzoni for the survey. If you could brief us on the survey and the results, please.
First, I want to thank everybody for participating in the survey. I'm big on surveys. It's a way to democratize the government. I push it out to the people and see what they think and really get to express their opinion. there's 430 parcels, tax parcels in the village, probably 650 people in the village over 18 years old, let's say, and we wanted to get as many of those opinions, 650 opinions that we could get. So we sent out emails, sometimes more than one. We posted it on the front entrance, on the south entrance. We put it on the website, a link. So we've got 274 people responded, which I think is, I was very pleased. I was very pleased. This is more than we have gotten in the past in certain elections, off-year elections. So we have the opinion of 274 people out there. And I'm going to read the results just so they go into the record. Of the 274 people, the choices were, first option was number one, where it's pretty much the current option without any booth. Maybe a little bit of embellishment of the island. Option number two was build an unmanned booth where it was just technology and no human presence inside the booth. And three, rebuild a manned booth where a human being would be able to be located inside the booth. It'd be similar to what we had before. It wouldn't be exactly the same. It would have to be anti-ballistic, anti-ram, so it's bulletproof glass. There'd be no operable window. But it's similar to what we had before. And that was option number three. And the results that came in of the 274 people who voiced their opinions, on the current no booth option, 89, or 32.5% of the respondents. Build the unmanned booth just with technology, 42 respondents, 15.3%. Meg, I have all this for you. You don't have to write it down. And rebuild the man booth, 143 votes for that, and 52.2%.
Excuse me one second, Claudia.
Sure.
I think you mentioned that there can't be any sliding window. Is that right?
Can I just finish what I have to say, and then you can sort of voice your opinion when you...
I'm just asking the question.
Let me finish, and then we can get back to part of the survey also asked people to comment on the process, to comment on what they would like to see in the booth, what they would not like to see in the booth. And of the 274 people who voiced, who voted, 161 decided to place one comment or another, which are very helpful comments. And I want to thank you very much for these comments. 113 skipped this comments section, which maybe next in the next survey on the next topic we can get more comments. Comments are very, very helpful for us. I think that's about it. With an overwhelming, I would say 52.2%, the opinion is to rebuild a manned booth similar to what was there beforehand.
And just so you know, we had posted the results as soon as we got them, and we made sure there wasn't any, mistakes or, people voted that weren't, property owners, et cetera. We posted back in front gates. Also on the website, you could see that as well. And you can, did you update the website with the current? Because we posted
different numbers?
Before.
No, we haven't, but we'll update it tomorrow.
We'll update it tomorrow.
There were some adjustments. Number of people who voted twice were 7. They found 2 emails. They voted twice. It wasn't nefarious. 2 people voted that were non-resident, non-landowners. So 2 people were there. So their ballots were taken out. Other adjustments is number of family members voted on the same ballot. So if we had 2 family members voting on the same ballot, we split that ballot and counted it twice. 11 such ballots came in. And then we also collected paper ballots for those people who don't have a computer, don't have access or skill for computers. So we had 1 paper ballot. We added that in. It was left with them. So those were the adjustments. They were minor, and they didn't have an impact at all on the results.
All results were also, as soon as it came down, Claudio also emailed to all the trustees, all the comments. We made sure that certain confidentiality was kept with the server, so only Debbie will, have that, because we didn't want to, at all be, of our opinions or anything. We wanted just to see the real raw data in that regard. So I want to also thank everyone of the trustees. All the trustees weighed in. Their comments, and we started off in one place and ended up in the other. We wanted to make the survey as easy for you to read as possible, where it wouldn't be too lengthy for you to take it, so it would hit the points, so we could then start fine-tuning and getting to where we needed to go. Because I think the most important thing was to really take the pulse of just the very simple of what do you want, because we were hearing it. Some of you may ask, why did it take so long? There's a lot of steps in the process that we had to go through to even get to certain points. And without me going into those details, I'll allow John Ledwith and the architect that's been working with us. Remember, we had the renderings, et cetera, had done. So John Kinnear has been donating all of his time for free with us and having meetings with John and the police to go through the different things that would need, depending on what scenario was chosen, so we could at least get some ideas of, areas of what cost would be, to give us some idea. And I know it was a range, but it at least gave us a point of knowing that it would be $10, $20, $30. I mean, to give us some idea, and obviously that's not the figures, but you saw what they were on the survey. So I'm going to turn it over at this point.
I want to finish up in 2 seconds here. I wanted to make the survey in the beginning. We wanted to make it fully anonymous, but we couldn't guarantee that people wouldn't vote twice. So people put their names on their comments. I want to assure everybody that I stripped the names. Once I eliminated the double counting, I stripped the names. And when the comments were circulated to the other trustees, they were anonymous. So I'm the only one who knows which person made which comment. It's going to stay that way.
Which, by the way, I think is inappropriate. I don't know why you would be the only one that would have that knowledge. I would love to know. I'd love to see who wrote them. Why was the decision?
Anyway.
Why did you make the decision not to share it?
It protects people's privacy.
But I would like to know, as a trustee, who said what, so we can respond to them.
I think that has no relevance.
All right. So
I also have another comment. You mentioned that the booth would have no moving window. And I don't think that was on the survey. I think people would be shocked to hear that, because the whole point of having the booth is to be able to open it and talk and have eye-to-eye contact. I don't know how everyone in the audience feels, but I never knew that there would be no movable window, and I think that defeats the purpose of what we were all voting for.
I think we had discussed in many, many meetings the windows would never open.
Well, that was before I joined the board.
Right, that was discussed, that the windows would not be.
But I think that should have been on the survey.
But that was one of the iterations of the survey had that, that we all read, right?
I think that the first iteration was very specific.
No, but how about the final?
The one that I sent you.
Was the final, did it have that on the final, John?
No, of course not. We all read the final, but you also read the iteration that had that description of the non-movable window.
I'm really more concerned about the people that took the survey.
It was brought up in discussion, Trustee McFadden, for a year, that it would not have a window. There was an actual claim that the constant motion of moving a window is a labor problem. So, and that was brought from.
Well, I hope the audience will comment on this.
Well, that was done by some time.
Yeah, also, hold on a second, Mayor. It wasn't the only labor problem I had. It's the exposure to policemen being shot. And that's, you know, we don't want anybody to have a sitting duck there. That's a labor issue right now. Believe it or not, cops are being shot at. It's not a laughing matter. And having somebody in a booth where the whole Orange County knows there's a policeman in a booth with a movable window, with an operable window.
Claudia, are they going to be bulletproof windows?
Yes.
They are going to be bulletproof windows.
The Keep has bulletproof glass right now.
Keep is completely bulletproof right as of now.
Did the policeman take the survey? What is the feedback of the actual people?
Only those policemen that are landowners and residents over 18.
I can tell you I had a meeting with the police, and the chief said that he would be willing to put a policeman in there if he could hire an additional person.
Why don't we have the
and
chief?
And he also
the chief's
said,
back there, you can speak for himself.
Trustee McFadden, if we could have the chief.
And then he also
why don't we,
said that.
Excuse me, Trustee McFadden, let's have the chief speak for himself, though, if he's here present. Chief, would you like to step up? And I think that would be the appropriate thing to do if the chief is present right now. They wanted to know what the police would prefer. Chief Melchiori, everyone, our chief of police. So if we have a booth and a, you know, what would your choice be? Having a booth, not having a booth, keeping the keep, unmanned booth?
Well, I had some conversation with Mr. McFadden and Mr. Moon about this, and we should discuss it amongst the board members prior, at least get a direction. We just put X number of dollars into the keep. We just enhanced the keep as a police department, and our phone systems, computer systems, records management system is now at that location. For us to duplicate the service and put an officer out in the booth, we would need to discuss that. Now we're talking salaries and security issues. You already heard about security, so a lot of that stuff.
That's why we live here. It's security.
Bring the traffic cops back. We're worried about the cops being shot.
Well, we know the way the community voted, and you know, we're going to be accommodative and act accordingly.
Sorry. Chief, can I just ask a question? So what you're saying is if we elect to have a police officer, we're going to have to hire an additional police officer to be in the booth since we need one in the keep and one on the road all times?
And that would be part of the discussion. If the board has to put us in the right direction, what are we looking for? Are we looking for a civilian staff back in the booth and police inside the police department? You know, that's the avenue that we need to discuss first.
Okay.
Prior to any further comments.
Public comment period at the end is for public to comment on this.
You're going to be able to comment. Once we're done, you're going to be able to comment through the process. So why don't we take it at this point to John and John and guide us through what you know.